One guy's coming with a barrel of wine, or pitcher of wine, and one guy's coming with a pitcher of honey. Honey costs more than wine. Nistika chavis shel dvash. The barrel or pitcher seems to be interchangeable of honey cracks, and it's not going to fall out in one shot, but it's going to start falling out slowly. The shafach ze as yeno. And the guy that has the wine, the wine that's cheaper, he pours it out of his pitcher, v'hitzales advash l'socho, and he saves the honey inside of it. Ein lo el scharo. Besides being the honey hero, he only gets paid schar, meaning he only gets paid for the pitcher that he gave to him, and he gets paid for the work, or the hefset of work, but he does not get paid for the lost wine, for the wine that he spilled out. Vim omar. But if he says to him, I'll save yours as long as you give me the money that I'm going to lose by spilling mine, then he has to pay him, because there he agreed it's a bona fide loss, because he's actually losing it, the wine, in order to save this guy's honey. So you can't say afterwards that even when the guy agrees, he was joking around, he didn't mean it, he was just doing it in desperation, because this is a bona fide loss that the guy that owned the wine had, as Taisanta points out. And therefore, if he does make the stipulation, he has to pay him for the wine too. Similarly, Shotaf Nahar Chamoro V'Chamor Chavero, if the river overflowed and was taking along with it his donkey and his friend's donkey, Shalo Yafa Mana V'Shal Chavero Masayim, his donkey is worth 100, his friend's donkey is worth 200. Hiniach Ze'ez Shalo V'Hitzeles Shal Chavero, so he leaves his cheaper donkey to drown, and he goes and saves his friend's more expensive donkey. Ein lo elo scharo. He only has the schar of the work and the exertion and the loss of work that he had for saving his donkey, but he cannot demand that the other guy pay him for the value of his lost donkey. Here, it's not the pshat that he was holding. He, like the Rav says, here the difference is he didn't actually spill it out on the floor. The donkey was going to die by itself. It's just the difference is, who can he now go and save? He chose to just leave his donkey there. In the other case, he actually spilled the wine out. This, he didn't spill it out, but he used his energy and time and resource, which he could have used to save his own donkey, and he saved his friend. And that's why there's a tzrichus of both cases, like the Gemara points out. But just like the previous case, he only gets the schar. He doesn't get paid for the lost donkey. V'mamar lo, ani atzel es shalach v'ata noisin li es shali chayv litein lo. But if he tells him, I'll save yours as long as you pay me for my donkey, then he's mechuyev to pay him.